Are you overwhelmed with lots of priorities? Well, I bet. If you're listening to this podcast, that's likely who you are. You are ambitious, you have an endless task list that never finishes. So I want to share with you a little mental model and process for self-coaching that I've read as ruthless prioritizing. It's something that I got from a book. It's a little anecdote between two persons, and I want to share this with you here because I found it really helpful. And it's so easy to generalize that I think we can apply this as a general thinking for how to focus on what really matters. Want to know more? Well, see you after the break.
Welcome to the Coaching Leader Podcast, specially crafted for the ears of ambitious people leaders who want to take their own communication skills to a whole new level. We are the home of the IntelliCoach Leader Academy. We are on a mission to give leaders an edge with the most powerful skills of executive coaches so that they can create strong, trusting relationships with their team members, their peers, and yes, their own bosses. And here is Mike, your host. Let's get started.
Welcome back. So this episode is a little bit different in the way that I suggest a small process of self-coaching that you can do. It's something that you can do with yourself or something that you can do with others. But I share this with you because it carries an important message that I think is important nowadays in a time when we are all loaded with so many priorities. So the assumption is here that you have a lot of things on your plate. And I'm talking to you as if you are my coachee. And I'll suggest a few steps to you. The first thing that you do is you just make a list of all your priorities today. Things that you just have to do, that you have to get out of the way. And if you're like me, then your list has 10, 15, 20 things long. If you take the time to do this, it's plenty. And all of them seem important and urgent in some way. The interesting question you want to ask yourself then next is, which one task will contribute the greatest value today? Now, this question you could adjust. So if you're in a workshop, for example, you could ask, which one activity will contribute the greatest value to our company out of all the 20 projects that we are running right now? And so it's something that you can customize, something that you can change. What it does is it helps you focus and look at your priorities and evaluate them by value, not just by urgency. So it's akin to making a mental urgency and importance matrix and picking something that likely has been overlooked because of all the things that are screaming at you because of their deadlines. Right? So the first question is, which one task will contribute the greatest value to your company? And if I look at my own priorities right now, I shared it openly with you, would be to think about long-term building of self-paced courses, which is something that people have asked me about for a long time, something that I just don't give myself the time for. So that's one task that will contribute the greatest long-term value. So circle that task that you've just identified and then ask yourself, so once you have identified that,
what's the second most important task?
And you do a similar thing. And likely there are things that are really, really important right now and that you have to get done to get to the bottom line of your work. In my case, this would be just marketing for my next course. So I run professional level coaching training for leaders. And aside from running a cohort, I just need to get the word out because there's no point in being a course provider if you have no clients. So part of my work is to market my course, to make it heard, to make people aware of it, of its value, and so forth. And that's an important task. And that's the second most important task that I would say if I asked myself this question. And then the third question is analog to that. So once you have identified the first and second most important task, ask yourself the same thing with the third most important task. Sounds boring, but that's exactly it. You find the third. And I bet you have a third. 100% you have a third. In my case, the third most important task right now is to build that HR-focused coaching skills course that I want to start running with a partner from September onwards. So this is again a more long-term focused effort, and I look forward to it, but it's hard to make time for. And simply recognizing that and answering that for myself is helpful.
So what's the third most important task for you or activity that you know you need to focus on?
And by now, you may take a pause here and ask yourself what that task may be. And I actually want to do a small experiment and give you just 30 seconds here. 30 seconds where you just name the three most important tasks to yourself to help you understand where you need to be. And I'd like you not to actually skip forward here right now. It's, you might have an itchy finger here on your podcast app, but simply to ask yourself this question.
Where do you need to be? What are the three most important tasks right now?
So I'll come back to you in 30 seconds. Okay, I think we got 30 seconds done here, and I hope you didn't skip this and didn't take a shortcut here, because this is something which often is overlooked. Ideally, you have now the top three most important tasks. And now comes the twist. That's why it's called ruthless prioritizing. It's very likely that full 90% of the value that you drive to yourself, to your team, to your organization is contained in these three tasks. Whatever they are, and that everything else that you do that's on your task list is either supporting those three things or is complementary. It could probably be even delegated, downsized, outsourced, or even eliminated. And that's where I want to challenge you and challenge us right now. Look at those three tasks and look at all the other things that are on your task list. It's very likely that Pareto principle-like 80 to 90% of the value that you want to generate for yourself, for your team, for your organization over the next weeks and months is contained in those three tasks. And that is especially true if you pick things that you might sometimes procrastinate on, that you know are high value, that you know are hard to put a time on, a deadline on today and tomorrow. This is ruthless prioritizing, and it's a powerful coaching and also self-coaching model and principle. Again, it's rooted in the reality that, as observed in the Pareto principle, that very often in life, 80% of the value is generated by 20% of activities. In some areas or businesses, it's even 90-10 or 95-5. We can adjust that based on what we see in our own area of work or life. But I would like to recommend that you do this maybe every morning or at least once a week or once a month. We can do this on a yearly basis too, to identify the 1, 2, and 3 most important activities and tasks that generate the most value. And then to make that mental shift to see whatever is coming next as complementary, supportive tasks that you may consider to delegate, to downsize, to outsource, or even to eliminate. So what have you learned maybe here from this little episode of ruthless prioritizing? I'd be quite curious. And if you're now faced with maybe a team member conversation where somebody helps you prioritize, you can use this little model as a way to structure this conversation and ask them first, yeah, list out the things that are on your plate. Just list them out. And then you ask them, what's the number one value driver here? What's the number two value driver? And what's the number three value driver? And then you share with them what we discussed here. So ruthless prioritizing is not a negative thing. It is a value-driving exercise. And I hope this was also value-driving for you as you listen to this. So I wish you well, and I wish you focus and clarity going forward. All the best. This is Mike from IntelliCoach. Bye.
You've been listening to the Coaching Leader Podcast. To ensure you never miss an episode or other updates from us, head over to IntelliCoach.com/connect. Here you will find our magic link to subscribe to our podcast, and you can get our newsletter. You will get show notes and other special insights directly into your inbox. Thanks a lot for listening. Hear you soon.